Hey, guys.
Will Durst here with a few words on the first presidential debate, for which a surprisingly large segment of America tuned in. But for some unknown reason, President Obama was not among them. Who was in charge of his debate prep? Clint Eastwood? At least an empty chair might have provided sturdier resistance. Obviously, the White House staff is busy trying to convince us the Commander-in-Chief's subpar debate performance can be traced back to the Bush administration. But outside of the fact that Mitt Romney wants to kill Big Bird, not much was learned. And no word on how he feels about the Cookie Monster. The general consensus is Romney didn't just win, he crushed. Down goes Frazier! And he did it by contradicting most of his previous positions. The former governor of Massachusetts used the debate to claim to oppose tax cuts for the rich, favor portions of Obamacare, and to demonstrate his concern about the bailout of big banks. And puppies. He likes puppies. Hell, that guy could have done pretty well in the Democratic primaries. Maybe it was Obama sleepwalking, but it seemed like the debate went on forever, or at least way past Jim Lehrer's bedtime, who morphed from deferential to invisible. Made the NFL replacement refs look effective. Perhaps the president was distracted by his 20th wedding anniversary because he rambled on, apparently thinking the winner would be determined by time of possession. And what was so interesting about the podium that compelled him to keep looking down? Was he taking one last longing look at his iPad with the pretty presidential seal, or was he focused on a particularly frustrating sequence of Angry Birds? Now there's plenty of time for both sides to retool messages for their next confrontation and expect Obama's people to encourage him to pin Romney down on some facts and for Romney to practice a different listening face that doesn't look like a cross between patience, smugness, and just a touch of sling blade. For WillDurst.com, I'm Will Durst.